So hello and welcome. I am so glad you're joining me. This is Erica Glessing, and I have with me today an amazing guest. She's sort of a magician, alchemist, businesswoman, rock star. I just adore publishing this person. And so she stopped by. She's actually having a break in Australia right now. So I want to introduce you to Megan Solito. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Hi, Erica. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, you get to be in summer. I'm in winter.
I know. I'm in a hammock.
Angel. Yeah, you guys can't see, but I'll do a print screen right now. Maybe I'll post it somewhere fun. She actually looks like she has angel wings, and it's 1:11 where I am while I'm interviewing her. So we're just always getting these fun messages. Megan, I just want to start out right away and say, how can I believe in magic? How can I believe in it? How can I know that there's magic? Like, you're so sure there's magic. And I'm just like, how can I get there?
Well, what I would say is that one of the first things I would tell you to do is look at, like, just get a piece of pen and paper and write down everything in your life that you can think of that you can't explain. Like why it happened, when it happened, that so-and-so showed up at the road show and he was, 100 miles away and he wasn't supposed to be there. And, those kinds of things that happen all the time that can't be explained in any kind of linear way. And yeah. I've never met anybody that doesn't have at least a half a dozen of those, if not like hundreds of those. And one of the things that I like to say is that if you start focusing on that, if you start writing that down, you'll start to see where it's happening more and more and more.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, wow, it's everywhere and it's part of me. And it's only not magic when I'm like refusing for it to be magic. It's like, it's almost like you would have to prove to me why magic doesn't exist. Like you,
I love that. I was just on a call with someone and I've been resisting this new podcast that's been showing up for me to create. And right all synchronistically at the same time, my sound engineer who lives in Serbia, I think, he's a rap guy and he loves music with me. And he's been doing my Erica Glessing show. And he sent me a new music intro for it. And then I have a woman in England who does my graphic design for the podcast logo. She sends me that. All at the same time, a rock star who's crossed over is sending me messages for the podcast. It was like all three of those things happened in the last 20 minutes like you just explained. So how magic is that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow. That is so cool. Wow. And I love what you said about nonlinear. When we're looking at entrepreneurs and lightworkers and the listeners to the show are often looking at how do I build my business where I can have my integrity, and mm-hmm. you're just someone that I see as a rock solid in the integrity factor checklist. Mm-hmm. It almost is like something that you just are. And I don't even know if you try, but if you could share with us, like, how do we get into joy in that business space? Like, how do we marry those things?
Well, something that I really, it's interesting because you said, I don't know if you know that you are it or something. Like when I very first started creating my business, I was it and I didn't know. Like there was just this natural, organic way that I went about things and it was easy and effortless. And then at some point I thought, oh, I better figure out how to do business. And I started taking, classes or workshops or whatever. And all of a sudden, like business got really heavy. And it was like,
tried to do it right, like you're trying now you're like, okay, I don't know what's going on. I better do this right. I totally got the energy of that.
Yeah. Because, if I want to be a real business person, I bet I've got to quit my crazy ways or whatever. Like I felt almost like I lucked out. in doing it the way that I had done it. And I thought, okay, now I got to go learn proper business.
Oh my gosh. Huh? I just really want to pause on that when, because what Megan just said, if anybody, she said it kind of fast. So if it snuck by you, I'm going to slow this train down, do a little slow-mo. You know how like they show it like on an action movie when it's really exciting, they show it again in slow-mo, right? Mm-hmm. Like a basketball turnaround 360 dunk. So maybe I just lucked out. Right? It's like, mm-hmm. how many times have people had entrepreneurial visions and then they'll create something and then they'll go, I was just lucky. I totally got a hit on that. And yet maybe mm-hmm. it wasn't. Maybe it was part of being in that flow.
Yes. Well, and then, you know, these classes had the five ways and the seven this and the systems of that. And it just got heavier and heavier. And then I found myself avoiding the business part of my business, like being a coach, being an entrepreneur, being like somebody who loves to be in front of audiences. That was the fun for me. The coaching in when I got a client in front of me, that was the fun for me. Excuse me. And
absolutely.
But everything behind the scenes was like, for me.
Oh my.
And I didn't know what had happened. And then I remember listening to Simone Millis's Joy Business book. And she asked the question, something about, what have you always known about business?
Wow.
Got something in my throat. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. So the question that she asked was, what have you always known about business before you thought you knew anything about business? And, you know, how long has it been since you've done business that way? And I was like, I just had this huge aha. I was like, oh, like I just followed the energy. Like when I didn't know what I was doing, you know, I just followed the energy. And I remember when my very first modality was something called rapid eye therapy. And I basically like would go to coffee shops. I would go to bookstores. I would go wherever felt good to me. I had my one day at my office that I would work, you know, work quote, like work on the business. And then the other days I would follow the energy. And that's where my first clients came from. I never set out to get clients that way. It just, I would follow the energy of where I was supposed to go that day. And I would talk to people. And it was just this, and I realized it's like, oh my gosh, everything that I put on top of that, all the shoulds, all the have to's, all the rules of business, made it really heavy for me and not fun. And when I went, wait, like I follow the energy and stuff happens. And my business grows and builds. And that doesn't mean I don't have systems. That doesn't mean that I don't, because when I follow the energy, it's time for a system. It comes in, you know? And so it's not an either or, it's just where I was doing business from. And so I would say it's really only been the last 2 years that I started having a joy around building my business again and expanding my business.
I love it. I really get it when you're saying it too. So maybe just give our audience, our listeners, one or two more tips or tools that they can put into place.
Well, what I would say is that for, I think a lot of solopreneurs, I would call them, you know, like those of us who work for ourselves, essentially we're not a company per se.
Right.
Like we oftentimes, the thing we do that we love, i.e. like readings or coaching or the art or whatever it is that we do that we love. Mm-hmm. I mean, oftentimes we look at the business as the necessary, like to get us clients, to get us whatever. I did. Like I'm, you know, I'll admit that. And what I would say is ask, what would be as fun as what I do, i.e. coaching or facilitating, that would help me grow my business? Like, how could the process of creating a business be as fun as where I'm trying to get to? Because if the building part isn't fun, you're in trouble because that's where most of your time is spent.
I remember I went up to Oregon one time. It was during, they were building the Oregon Children's Museum in Portland. Mm-hmm. And it was part of my job. I worked for a high-tech company that had a museum. They were going to build a museum, so they wanted us to go up and visit the one in Portland and support the creation of that one. So I went up there, and the architects rolled out this big white paper, and it had fun little caricatures of people, like, peeking down at things and little kids, like, playing with things. So they're building the museum, and they go, you know what? If we're not going to have fun building a children's museum, mm-hmm. how are mm-hmm. children going to have fun going there? And so yes. the architects were in that full state of play. It was really interesting. It really sanctions what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you said a key word there, which is play. And to me, that is the core of true creation is play.
Yeah.
And if you're just suffering to create a business, then kind of what's the point? The result will never make up for a lifetime of suffering.
Oh my goodness, Megan, I could just talk to you like 24/7, but we're coming up on the close of our interview. So let us know maybe one or two things you're up to, what people can hire you for, and then if you, mm-hmm. Where we could find you and get more Megan.
Thank you. Well, I have, the thing that I am having the most fun with right now is my signature event called Live Your Magic. And it's, I took,
you're gonna, why don't you say that one more time? The words kind of were evasive. They were being very evasive. Say the words one more time, the name of it.
Yes. Live Your Magic.
Okay, cool. Live mm-hmm. Your Magic. Love it.
And I had it in 5 cities last year. And this year, when I connected into this creation, it's asking to be international.
Woo, baby.
So I have, looking at New Zealand, Maui, Australia, the UK for the event to be in this year. And I'm super excited by that. If you go to my website, which is just my name, megansilito.com, and I'll spell that in a second, there's all kinds of information and videos about the event and what it is. And basically, you know, no matter what I'm doing, I think I'm peddling magic. You know, whether I'm coaching, I do one-on-ones, I do project-based coaching. I help people grow and build and launch things. I help them see what their natural capacities are and how they want to express in the world. And I help them build lives from that place. And, you know, so that's another thing that I do. But, you know, it really is all magic. You know, whether I'm doing coaching, whether I'm doing Live Your Magic, whether I'm doing telecalls, you know, you can find me on Facebook. And, you know, I have a professional page and a public page, but everything that I'm doing is really about possibility and how
it.
I access that possibility.
I love it.
Create it.
Yeah.
And expand my life in ways that are fun and playful. And I would say that play is a superpower of mine.
Awesome.
I really get people back into that place.
Well,
so.
Thank you so much for coming. You can find Megan Silito also in the book, The Energy of Magic, and the book, Creating a Business Beyond This Reality, available on Kindle and on Amazon. And it's Megan, SILLITO.com. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, thank you. I forgot to spell it for him.
Yeah. So go find it, get with Megan, and have some more magic in your life. That's all.
Just do that.
Yeah. Do that. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Erica.
Sure.